Well, yesterday during the playoff game, the Denver Broncos had a parachuter at the beginning of the game that came in carrying a 12th man flag. And so obviously with 350,000 former students across the country, there's our best eyes and ears. We got a lot of reports about a potential infringement of the 12th man mark. And so obviously our first step when we receive potential word of infringement is education, and through social media application such as Twitter, you know, we were able to immediately claim ownership of the 12th man mark to tens of thousands of people, and obviously our educational efforts are continuing today through many media opportunities.
Has the Broncos management been contacted about this?
Well, our first step is, like I said, is always education. And then typically of when we do receive potential infringements like this, we will engage our trademark attorneys, which we've done, and look at a cease and desist strategy. So we're in the process of those discussions right now.
This is not the first time we have visited about this, because obviously it's not the first time this has happened. I'm curious, though, whether this is one of the greater or one of the more well-seen examples.
Well, I don't know if it would be fair to kind of rank or categorize infringements, but given that it was on national TV, that was very important to us. And if Texas A&M does not aggressively claim ownership and defend that mark, obviously it becomes diluted. And then the worst case scenario is we could possibly lose ownership of the mark. We want, when people see 12th man, we want them to have an automatic association with Texas A&M. It's a tradition that dates back to 1922. It's an intrinsic part of the experience here at Texas A&M and at Kyle Field, and we're very aggressive in defending our intellectual property, whether it's a trademark or research by one of our faculty members.
Is this something that the university might even extend to other professional franchises?
Well, our position is that if we were to license the 12th man to other teams outside of the Seahawks, we believe that we would be diluting the mark, which we are not interested in doing. And our agreement in 2006 with the Seahawks was not about financial considerations. It was about establishing legal precedents and a clear ownership of that mark. We believe that we did that in 2006, and we believe that we have a strong ownership of the mark today.
I guess I jumped ahead a little faster than I wanted to. So the university has a current agreement with the Seahawks for the 12th man.
Right. We established a licensing agreement in 2006 with the Seattle Seahawks for a limited use of the 12th man mark. It's primarily in the stadium and a small geographic region around Seattle. However, they can't use it on licensed apparel and products. It really is a limited agreement that we have with the Seahawks, but we do not have any intentions on extending such an agreement with Denver or any other teams at any level.
Well, and that seems to be obvious now. You don't want to obviously dilute the brand for the university, much less the Seahawks.
Right. Well, if you look throughout history, there's many companies that didn't aggressively protect their brands, and brand names have become synonymous with everyday products now, whether it's Kleenex or Xerox or whatever. We believe that the 12th man is part of our DNA. It's woven into the fabric of who we are as Aggies. And the 12th man is about 85,000 people yelling their lungs out at Kyle Field on Saturday afternoons in the fall. We're going to do everything that we can to protect that symbolism and that mark.
And particularly because of the transition into the Southeastern Conference, too.
the transition to the SEC gives added importance to the 12-man mark in all the Texas A&M trademarks, in that we're going to be introducing our institution to a new conference, a new region of the United States, and a whole new group of fans. So it's very important that we establish ownership of 12th Man and also accurately tell them about our institution and our wonderful traditions that we have. So yes, the SEC is going to allow us to take our brand to a higher level, not only in the southeastern United States, but across the country.
And again, I know that the university is working with its trademark attorneys and so forth. Is it the university's intent to seek something tangible in restitution, or at least an understanding that this isn't going to happen again, or is it going to be somewhere in the middle? How does the university try to respond to this?
Well, we're looking into our legal strategies at this point, but first and foremost for us is we want them to stop using the mark and abandon it. That's our first choice. We want Texas A&M to have sole ownership and sole use of the mark. We're interested in protecting our visibility, but then also protecting the agreement that we have with the Seahawks. So it's hard to say how things will play out, but first and foremost, we would request for the Broncos to stop using the mark.
Anything else that listeners need to be reminded when it comes to copyrights?
Well, Texas A&M's trademarks are extremely valuable to the institution. Our brands, when you see the 12th Man or you see the Texas A&M mark, that brings up a lot of perceptions and feelings about the institution, and our brand is ultimately our reputation. So we do everything that we can to protect our brands in an aggressive manner.